The ruling at issue is known as State v. Brown. It overturned an appeals court ruling that rejected Richard Brown's petition for release under the state's sex predator law. During the debate before members of the Wisconsin State Bar Association, Butler read from a Gableman campaign letter.
Lewis Butler provided the deciding vote to overturn a sexual predator decision by a circuit court, resulting in the release of the predator into Milwaukee County. Now, first, the individual was never released. Second, the court did not order the individual's release.
Butler says all the ruling did was to tell the circuit court to require the Department of Health and Family Services to prepare a plan for the supervised release of Brown if and when he was released. But Gableman says he'll stand by his original accusation.
I don't believe that that was an inaccurate statement. If I did believe it, you bet I'd retract it. And the result of the opinion would have been the release, but for some extraneous factor not involving that decision. And so it was just a matter of random chance or happenstance that the individual remained incarcerated.
While the two candidates disagreed on this point, they were on the same page in denouncing outside groups that are now running attack ads against both of them. One accuses Butler of being soft on crime, and the other charges that Gableman bought his current county judge seat by contributing money to former Governor Scott McCallum's campaign. There will likely be more such ads between now and the April 1st election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.